Thursday morning, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a great day in the neighborhood, you know.
It is a beautiful day. Yeah. Springtime still. And still celebrating our 76th anniversary here in Bartlesville.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's April 1941, my grandfather bought the Ford dealership agency in downtown Bartlesville at about 3rd and Osage.
Mm-hmm. And got the pictures up on the wall.
Got the pictures up on the wall in the Toyota service drive. And it's always a good time of year. We like to celebrate that anniversary.
Family legacies are a wonderful thing.
It is. It's a real special thing. And it's a great thing. You know, Bartlesville has a lot of businesses like that and a long legacy since the very beginning of that. And the whole heritage to the big oil companies and such is similar, and you know, it's part of the strength of our community.
But in past Aprils, we've had the opportunity to get some of the family members in here and kind of
talk
things over.
Yeah, okay. We're working on that. Hopefully I can get them.
Don't care if we do it till June. It's okay.
It may be delayed. Yeah, it's hard to get everybody around these days. Anyway, but it's a great day. We're celebrating that. We've got lots of deals at the dealership. It's a big time of year. Things are, people are thinking about summertime and moving around and getting ready for big summer trips and things. So big deals on used cars. The used car business is really hot right now. There's been a lot of activity. Certified vehicles have been, Toyota particularly, has been really popular.
I saw even on the national media, Toyota talking about their certified vehicles. And check with your local dealer, because there are some great buys on certified vehicles.
Well, there are on all kinds of things right now, because obviously used cars have great value, but you know, on the new side, on certified vehicles, you've got a lot of choices there, and you can kind of, you kind of have your best of the pick. So it's great.
It is. And of course, the choice this time of year is good, because you're getting new car, used cars in, because people are buying, you know.
Yeah, no, they're actually trying to buy lots of cars. I mean, we actually we will buy your vehicle thing has been really big lately. Lots of people have been bringing their vehicles in, whether they're buying another one or not. And we will be happy to give you an offer and actually, pay you cash, can do it really quickly, usually. And
That's something I've taken for granted occasionally. I don't mention it a lot, that, you know, you don't have to be buying a vehicle from Dungis Family of Autos to get a great price on your used vehicle.
No, we really want to buy vehicles. Yeah. We're always in the market for anything. So if you've got a vehicle, something extra to your family, or just maybe you're buying something somewhere else and you want to keep them honest on what is my vehicle worth, we'll be happy to give you ballpark, and we do a lot of that over the phone. You know, that's another thing. We talk about the appointments for selling cars now, and, you know, so much of this can be done beforehand. And I know people are out there and they do so much research online. But, you know, if you let us know what you're interested in, and we can often take care of the financing, really have the vehicle ready, get trade information, pretty much know what the trade is worth before you even come to the dealership these days, which can really speed the whole thing up, make it much more convenient and a simpler process. It even helps with the paperwork, of course, if we've got all the information already collected, which is easy to do electronically before you come in.
Yeah, I was in the dealership this week. Actually, had a flat tire over the weekend, okay, I got tires for life. So I'm bringing the car in here. I need a new tire here. They got me taken care of in pretty quick order. So it's
that's good. I'm glad you've got that tires for life. That helped, didn't it?
It does.
Yeah, that's a neat program. I know you know what it's about, but some people may not have understand that. But basically, if you bring your tires in, you bought them at Dungis, you bought the policy, and you bring them to Dungis, we rotate them and balance them once a year, and then when your tires wear out or if you have a flat, we replace it for you.
It's a great deal. It really is, and it takes all of the anxiety, I'm not sure I want to say anxiety, but just all the thought process out of it. When you have a tire problem, hey, it's covered, no problem.
It's one of those big things you don't expect all ever to happen. You know, it always does, but it's one of those things you don't plan for often.
Sure.
And then you have a flat, and this is kind of one of those ways for us to help you even that out and not have to come out of your pocket every time that something like that happens.
But again, when I do wear the tires down to 3:30 seconds, somebody's going to say, hey, we need to put some new tires on.
Let's put some new ones on there. Yeah. You're going to keep putting them on until you wear out the vehicle.
There you go. And the way the vehicles last anymore, that could be a while.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, I know your wife puts a lot of miles on her vehicle.
She does. But it doesn't matter, you know, if when you buy your new car or when you buy new tires, well, you know, to ask about it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great deal. I know we were talking about tire deals, too. And a lot of times people don't realize we do sell tires. We're a major tire dealer. We've got every brand because of our access to the tire manufacturers through Toyota and Ford. We've got great pricing. In fact, we'll meet or beat pricing on every day on everything, and that's just how it works. But we've got great tire selection. We do that on every day selling tires because of our Tires for Life program. So Don't forget about our great tire deals.
Okay, you brought some friends along.
Yes, I did. I brought some people down from the YMCA here with us.
I should have done my homework, and I saw them down the hall. I apologize. I didn't have the song ready for you.
We could sing the YMCA song, I suppose, but let's talk about what's going on at the Y. Robert, I know, and we've got a couple people here, Shanna and Robert from the Y, and I know it's annual time of year where you're raising money for the annual campaign, and you just finished teaching the second graders to swim, and so much going on at the Y all the time. I haven't been able to go in lately because of this thing on my paw. I've got a cast on my hand, and it's getting better, and I have two more weeks with this cast, and I'll be getting back in the pool, Robert. I promise. Okay. I will come back.
Yes.
But anyway, Shannon.
Yeah,
what?
So we are holding our annual campaign, 2017 annual YMC campaign. We had the kickoff last Thursday. It goes throughout the month of April. And our goal for the year is to raise $90,000. Through people like you, people who are listening to this radio station, just the community. And people often don't realize that the YMCA is a charitable organization. We're a nonprofit. So all the money we raise really goes back to our members and to the community. And so it's really a great organization. We oftentimes think of it as the best kept secret in Bartlesville. And so hopefully in the next few minutes, we'll tell you about all the programs that are going on that people might not realize and all the things that they would be supporting.
Well, they kind of know what the Y is. They know where it is. We can try by it or maybe go in and maybe know there's a pool there and swim there. But the Y is a lot more than that these days.
Yes, we try to say we're more than just swim and gym. So we try to offer a lot of programs. We recently partnered with the city again. Several years ago, we partnered to help manage the swimming pools. We did a good job with that. It made more sense for the YMCA to manage three pools instead of the YMCA managing one pool and the city trying to manage two. Mm-hmm. So we just combined our resources, and that's been a great partnership for us. And we've been able to implement a lot of our swim lesson programs at Sooner Pool and everything else to really help the community that way. And we also provide scholarships as well for our swim lessons that happen at Sooner Pool. And then recently, our partnership with the city to help manage the sports fields is another way we can kind of combine our resources and centrally locate all of youth sports under one roof, that the programs are actually still managed by their local boards, but they share the information with us and their scheduling. So if somebody calls the YMCA, no matter what sport they're interested in, we can give them a contact name and number, and it really helps build those programs in the community. Even though we're not directly operating the program, we can still supply the information to them.
So kind of a conduit for information so that people know what's going on.
Yes, trying to be the central hub of that. And and just our football and cheerleading program that we offer a lot of exercise classes, you know, which comes free with your memberships. We have a Silver Snickers program that some insurance companies will actually pay for your membership from YMCA.
Really?
So we try to encourage people to get down, and we provide scholarships for all of our programs and memberships up to half price on some of those, and it depends on circumstances. We give full discounts for emergency situations. So if somebody's recently been involved, you know, with a terrible accident, a flooding or a house fire or something like that, we just roll off their memberships for a few months to let them get back on their feet, or if they're new to town. So there's a lot of reasons we try to work with people. It's a great outlet for people to come to the YMCA and relieve stress and have family bonding with a lot to do with their family, you know, with the swimming pool, exercise classes, and gymnasium, that people can really come there and bond.
Yeah, no, and I love the reaching out to this and helping the city with the youth sports stuff. And I mentioned the second graders learning to swim. That's a big program I know every year. And to tell us about that, because that's kind of unique.
Right now, what we have, we touch base with all six elementary schools in Bartlesville and Osage Hills second grade. It's all second graders, and we're a little bit under 500 second graders we taught lessons to this year.
That's amazing. Most second graders around here have learned to swim and went to the Y for several weeks.
Yes.
And learned to swim.
Yes, we do each grades, each school is 1 week, mm-hmm. Roughly about 45 minutes for 5 days. We teach water safety. Also boating safety. We put a little boat in the middle of the swimming pool, and they learn how to basically they know how to fall out. So once they fall out, they learn how to get back in the boat once they've fallen out. So it's been really good. And our goal with all these children in our program is to be able to teach them to at least swim the width of the swimming pool with a flotation device or an aid. So if they do fall out of a boat or get in the water where they're not supposed to, if they can get their hands on something to be able to swim unassisted on the side. So, you know, we hope they can swim without a personal flotation device or a noodle or a milk jug or something like that, but our goal is just to teach them to be comfortable in the swimming pool.
Yeah, and then if they want to go on and take swim lessons and develop more skills, they can do that through you guys too.
Yeah, so some kids we pull out and notice they need more swim lessons, so we offer them a free swim lesson pass. Mm-hmm. We do give every child participating a free family pass to come out and go swimming at either the YMCA swimming pool or one of the city-owned pools that we operate free. So we encourage our family bonding as well and for them to get out and do that.
Okay.
And I think it's important to point out that with this program, not only are we teaching children how to swim, but we're also providing swimsuits for all the children in case they didn't have anything at home, as well as providing a snack and a bag to carry all their stuff in so they didn't have to go home with wet material. And furthermore, all of this is volunteer-based. So we had a whole slew of volunteers every week coming in, taking time off of work or time out of their schedules to teach these second graders how to swim.
Okay.
And so that's where we think this is more than just a gym. This is a community coming together, teaching an entire generation about swim safety and hoping saving lives.
Yeah.
So it's a really great program.
And it's a great partnership. Working with the schools, we're very aware of all the budget cuts. So the YMCA really, through the United Way and donations, like our annual campaign, and we have a great partnership with Mary Martha's outreach, Jamie Woods out there. Even though she's a little crazy, she helps us provide snacks for all the kids free, and it's really great to see the kids who enjoy getting a banana or an orange or a, you know, just different fruits, blueberries, blackberries, that just light up. You know, when we were kids, you know, getting candy bars, you know, lit us up, made us excited. Now these kids are excited about getting fruit. And there's no burden on school systems. We reimburse the schools 100% for their travel expense. So the bus drivers, gas, whatever it takes to get the kids to our school, we provide that reimbursement to the schools.
All right. So let's tell people a little bit more about the campaign. If they we've talked a bit about the programs, if they want to support the Y, what do they need to do?
We take cash, check, cards, it doesn't matter. Come by the YMCA. We can set the payments on monthlies. End of the year, we can invoice you. We take a lot of pledges this time of year.
Yeah.
People want to do it quarterly. A lot of people like to do the donations at the end of the year for the tax benefits.
Right.
So people would fill out a pledge card at this time and then
so you don't have to pay now.
Pledge
to pay later, or you can break it up through a monthly installment.
You can break it up. We're whatever it takes to get the money. people who have memberships, we can add it to their membership account and draft it from the same account. One-time checks. One good thing, benefit that we have here in our community are the companies. Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips do a lot of matching.
Right.
So if their employees actually donate to the YMCA, their companies will match that gift. So if a $1,000 gift turns into a $2,000 gift. So that's something we really like to take advantage of, and that really helps us get to our goal a lot better.
All right.
Yeah, we also have a website, www.rkymca.org, and if you go to that website, there is a big red button that says Donate Now. it takes a couple minutes to set up an account, but you can actually do it all online if you so wish, or you can, like Robert said, you can come down to the Y and we can set up monthly, quarterly, or one-time payments. It's really what is most comfortable for you. We want to make this as easy as possible for you to donate to a great organization that is doing so much for the community at large.
And if you're just interested in maybe starting a new exercise routine or something, come check it out too, because I know the facilities are really great and it's comfortable and it's not very expensive, and it's really a wonderful facility for the community.
Yes, very affordable. We give, I tell everybody, we give free tours of the YMCA. We don't charge at all to show you around. So come by and get a free tour and everything.
And there's always stuff going on. That's what I love. You know, on Saturday mornings, you'll go in there and there's just, 300 kids, it seems like, playing basketball, and you know, all their families are there, and then in the pool there's the swim team maybe in there, one of the junior swim teams is practicing.
Yes.
And you know, there's stuff going on all the time, and it really is great.
Yeah, we try to utilize all our space as much as possible. We have open up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, really gets a lot of people in there, and we're open at 10 o'clock at night during the week.
When are you going to start opening the pool earlier for me, Robert?
When you recruit lifeguards, the people are reliable, will get there early every time. Well, that's a tough time.
They've been pretty consistent.
Yeah, they've been really good. We got a great staff, and we're very happy to have everybody there. You know, a lot of people don't know, we employ about 85 people right now.
Oh, really?
Okay. A lot's part-time, but we employ a lot, and it's going to go up a lot. Hire an additional probably around 35 people this summer for the two pools.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask, is are you looking for lifeguards and stuff? Because that's a great summer job for some kids, and if they're certified already, probably are looking for people.
Yes, we're hiring anybody from starting off at one more the front gate or concession stand area, lifeguards, swim lesson instructor. If they're not trained or currently certified, we are capable of training them.
Uh-huh.
So we're hiring a lot right now, and the hours can vary. We're open 7 days a week, so there's
a lot. So you don't have to get up early in the morning?
You don't have to get up early.
Okay.
Yeah.
One does.
Yeah, at least one. One does. Now, we don't have one at the Y. But, you know, our hours at the city pool is 12 to 6, and we have parties in the afternoons, but we do swim lessons in the morning. So, there's, you know, to get hours is no problem. So, you know, we're definitely looking for students or anybody really to hire for the summer.
Uh-huh. And I know that's been really great. I mean, I was out at the pools last summer, and it looked like it was, you had a great summer, really, with lots of attendance. And
yes, great. I mean, it's really, we're programming it. You know, we rent Frontier Pool a lot of parties, family reunions, birthday parties, a lot, Sooner Pool as well. We're with a lot of different groups in the area for rentals to bring their daycares out there. So, I mean, it's a great asset to the community to have these pools and ran, you know, how we can run them and really get the most bang for the buck out of it.
Yeah, that's cool. So, I guess that'll all get going on in another month or so, maybe six weeks?
Yes, end of May. Open, but we've already started interviewing candidates for the employment for the summer. So, we're still taking applications. We're trying to get ahead so we don't hire, 35 people on the same day.
All right. So I guess that's what the annual campaign is all about, is funding all of this and making all this possible. And, you don't ask a lot throughout the year at the Y. I know this comes around once a year, and a lot of people know about it. And I know a lot of the board members are out reaching out to people and other members and talking about it. And so we just wanted to do our part here. So.
Yeah, thank you. And this is our one event.
Right.
We don't have a special event, a dog and pony show,
no galas,
uh-huh. No dinners, no the bands. We this 100% of the money will go back to the YMCA to help provide scholarships and keep our costs low for everybody to be able to afford it. So this is what the money goes to. It doesn't go to entertaining our donors. We're not all buying the donors, dinner. Donate $100 and get a $50 dinner. So 100% of it goes back to the YMCA to help keep the cost down.
If you have a business, you can kind of promote your business through a donation to the Y, though. You can get a banner in the Y. And how does that work?
No, go ahead.
Okay, one thing we started new this year is any business or personal donation of $1,000 or more, we put a banner, was like 3 foot by 2 foot, I think, in the gym. And it will stay up there year-round. And we're going to leave space for it to be added different years. So if you donate this year, there'll be a 2017 plaque on it. And the next year, we can do a 2018. So it'll hang in our gym. Every year you donate, you'll be in there as a major donor to the YMCA.
As a partner of the Y, to everybody that goes into the gym, all those kids playing basketball and all that, I mean, that's got to have some value.
Yes, I mean, it's great. I mean, for
Cheap advertisement.
So, and that's a way to say thank you to our donors and let them have the opportunity to see their names and let people know who's helping support the YMCA.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. So that's
yeah, and when we talk about supporting the YMCA, I just want to plug that. We've given over $200,000 in scholarships last year, and that came 100% came from donations from the community as well as United Way. And so we just want, when we talk about these programs and increasing the programs, the only way we can do that is through charitable donation. So we want to give more to the community. We need to be able to meet our $90,000 annual campaign this year.
All right. And that website, it was rkymca.org, the Richard Kane YMCA, and the phone number is 918-336-0713.
Yeah, you can put Richard Kane YMCA into Google. That will be the first hit, so you don't have to remember the website. Google's fabulous.
I mean, there's a lot of other stuff at the Y. We talked about the gym, and there's weight rooms and couple of different weight rooms. There's sauna and hot tubs and pools and racquetball courts and what else?
Zumba
classes, Tai Chi, spinning classes.
Yes.
You can go get on the elliptical or a treadmill or a spinning bike and watch TV if you want.
We just replaced those.
I made our treadmills and ellipticals last year, so they're all new. They're on a 3-year cycle now. So we update those every 3 years. But all the stuff we mentioned is all, let's say again, free with your membership.
Yeah.
Yes. So take advantage of that.
Family membership, where everyone can come.
Yes. And the most that would be is $55.90 at the most. We provide financial assistance for that. So, and there's a lot to do. We offer free child watch or child care while you work out in the YMCA. So, stay-at-home parents, they can bring their child and get that one break of the day and put them in child watch by our staff, and then while they exercise. They can't drop them off and go shopping, but they can come. Yes.
It may encourage more people to exercise.
Yes, and we have a large class. There's times we get up 25, 30 kids in that program, and we spread them out in our child watch. We have that indoor playground where they take them to the gymnasium. But there's a lot of activities that we try to do with those children as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, it's exciting stuff. I'm glad you guys could come in today and share this with everybody.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Appreciate it. And if your listeners have any questions, again, Richard Kane YMCA, Google it. And any of the staff or Robert would be happy to answer any questions that you may have about donating or more information about a membership or the programs that the YMCA offers.
Well, it's one of these things. We talked earlier about the anniversaries, 76 years. My grandfather loved the Y. I mean, so many stories from him. And I know he spent a lot of time in the hot tub there. And, in the end, he went to the Y the whole time he lived in Bartlesville, I think. it's great. Great, these legacies, and the Y in Bartlesville has been around a long time and longer than Dungeness. So,
yes. Is it really 100 this year? We didn't even mention that.
Yes. Wow. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Listen, that's great. You're going to have a big celebration?
We're going to do something in the year. So, we will have a celebration in the year. I think it was like in October that they really started it. So, we're going to do something in the year. We're working on that too. So, this was our first big step with the annual campaign to make sure we can still provide what we need to provide.
And keep those services.
I get the services first. The celebration later, so the services first.
Well, either way, you heard it here first, so that's okay.
Yes.
100 years of the YMCA. That's exciting.
That's great, yeah. And whether you grew up here or someplace else, likely you took swimming lessons or learned basketball or football or something at the Y.
I remember that fifth grade basketball season at the YMCA in Tulsa very, very well. Very good.
I think I had third grade basketball at the My Y. So swimming lessons and third and fourth and fifth and sixth grade basketball and all that other stuff.
Both my boys played a lot of basketball and did other things at the Y. So it's been something that's run through our lives and through family for generations.
Yeah. Well, it's just a root of what makes Bartlesville what it is.
It's like another great example of how our community is so strong and what makes it strong.
Okay. So, again, check out the website. Feel free to donate. If your donation is eligible for matching, be sure and mention that too.
Do that. Well, Thanks again for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much
for inviting us.
It's exciting news. That's great.
It is. So one last run through the car business stuff.
Okay.
We do have, I wanted to point out, there's some special deals that we've got 19 vehicles we've selected. These are among the oldest in inventory, new vehicles that we have. Mm-hmm. But these are really incredible deals, and there's a whole wide selection of different types of vehicles. So I thought I'd just mention a few.
Well, I think you should. I don't know if we can make it all 19, but let's go for 15 anyway.
We've got 5 minutes. There you go. Probably do it. And because it really is impressive, there's several Toyota Priuses, two Toyota Priuses, 2016 vehicles, brand new vehicles. They're priced like used cars now because they've got to go. Great deals on those. We've got a 16 Toyota Sequoia. We've got a 16 Ford Escape. This was one of our Ford Courtesy Transportation vehicles, so it was used for, this one has just 2,144 miles on it. But it's got a few miles. It's still a new vehicle. It's never been tagged, but it's got a huge discount on it because of the courtesy transportation discount.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a 16 Ford F-150. We've got another 2016 Ford Fusion, actually three of those. One of them was an FCTB unit, too, so it'd have even bigger discounts. It's got 3,334 miles on it.
Okay.
There's a 2016 Lincoln Navigator. This is a great SUV. It's what I drive. Actually, a 15 model is what I've got right now. But this is a great vehicle. It's incredible value for what it is today. We've got a 2015 Ford Taurus. This vehicle hung around a little bit longer because it had a recall on it where we couldn't sell it, but the recall's fixed now.
Okay.
And we've got to sell it. So an incredible deal if you're looking for a Taurus. We've got a Lincoln MKX.
Okay.
Lincoln, so a great mid-size SUV, 2016. It's a reserve model, which is one of the high-end option-loaded vehicles.
And
it's
of course, as a Lincoln owner, you get the concierge service with Cruise.
Concierge service, pickup and delivery of your vehicle when you need service. We wash and back your vehicle whenever it's in, and the concierge service. Anything you need, you just call and talk to my brother Bruce, and he'll take care of you. We've got Ford Expedition, so the Ford SUV, the large one,
mm-hmm.
and then we've got a Ford Transit, the Transit van,
mm-hmm.
and then a couple of Lincoln MKCs. So a great selection, SUVs, cars, trucks, Lincolns, Fords, Toyotas, a little bit of everything for everybody in there, hybrids, whatever you want. But there's 19 of them, great deals. Ask your salesman about those vehicles, mm-hmm. and they'll show you what we can do on them. There's not enough time to go through the pricing on each one, but I thought I'd tease it a little bit.
Well, I think you should, because I think any one of those vehicles, somebody is saying, hey, I think I could see myself in one of those.
No, they're great. Yeah, and you know, these are really great vehicles and great deals. Again, we've got to sell them. They've all been in inventory too long. It's our job to sell them now.
So
make a deal.
Come take a test drive and decide which one of those you want.
That's right. Or give us a call at 918-333-0900. You can go to our website at dungeschoice.com. There'll be information about all these vehicles. Our special pricing isn't online, so you'll need to come in to get the very best deal on those. But they do have their internet pricing, which is already deeply discounted, but we've got special pricing just for the sale that we've given the salesman. So come ask them about that.
Okay. And again, you mentioned the internet pricing. For any vehicle, you can check out the price online.
Very transparent these days. Try to keep everything just up front. Put the price right on the vehicle online. You can check it every day. It changes. We really watch the market. I study on the used cars. I've got a great tool that shows me what the market is on everything, the day supply of vehicles, how many of them are out there, how far away the nearest ones are that have the same content and miles. It's really pretty sophisticated. So we use that really to dial in the right price. And, you know, it's kind of, we know you're out there researching that. You may be looking at TrueCar or something. And the truth is, we know if we price it wrong, we're not going to sell the car. So we've got to price it right.
And then all kinds of financing options, whether it's through, let's say, Ford or Toyota Credit or one of our local financial institutions.
That's right. And interest rates, you know, there's some pressure on interest rates to go up. They've started creeping up. But they haven't really hit the automotive market yet. You can still get 0% on on a lot of different vehicles and great interest rates, even without the 0% incentive, if you want to take the rebates and such. But we'll help you work through that too. So just give us a shout.
You can start the credit application online at DungeonsChoice.com and check out the great inventory as well.
That's right.
Thanks. We'll do it again
Thank
next
you,
Thursday
Charlie.
Morning right here
See
on
next week.
K1 Car Talk. And don't forget about the YMCA. Check that out as well.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.